So I praise God again tonight. We are truly blessed to have our guest minister tonight is going to be ministering, none other than the Reverend Kevin Bolden, who is the pastor of the Oak Union Baptist Church in Charlottesville, Virginia. And Reverend Kevin, are you on the line? Praise God. Not quite yet, but we know him to be a man of God, and he can certainly minister the word. Not only can he minister the word, but his wife, Minister Vanetta Bolden, she is also blessed and anointed to preach the word of God. So we praise God. We praise God for both of them because they are a team. Praise God. And we know we need that in this day and time, because if ever there was a time that we need God, my Lord, we need him right now. If it ever was a time that we need a right now word from God, a rhema word, it is right now. Praise God. Because if we didn't know who God is and who we are in him, and if we didn't know his promises, how would we make it? We wouldn't have anything to look forward to. But my God, we have hope. In the midst of the trouble, we have hope. Praise God. And I just thank the Lord. Even early this morning, I was on the Dillon Holy Temple prayer line, and I heard Pastor Diane Lakers begin to minister from St. John, the 14th chapter, talking about, let not your heart be troubled. And we believe in God, all we need to do is believe also in him, because he has prepared a place for us, not only a place for us, but he is our God. He is a right now God whom we can touch, and a God that is not so high that who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. But my Lord, we can touch the throne of grace. So I praise God for that. So Reverend Kevin, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. He is on the line. And I thank God for you again. And I just believe the Lord that you will let go and let God. I believe God is sending or will send a right now rhema word. So at this time, I'm going to turn this prayer line over to you, and you allow the Lord to minister through you. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Petersville. Thank you for those that are listening. We thank God for each and every one of you. We just thank God for this opportunity to come and to share on this prayer line. We just know that God is good. He's awesome. He's wonderful. He's magnificent. He's all that and above. And we just thank God for this opportunity to be a part of this prayer line. I'm not going to keep you. We're going to ask you to go with us to the 23rd Psalm. And we're just going to do verses 1 through 4 of the 23rd Psalm. And it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. If we had to, for a few moments, talk from a subject, it would be, I'm walking through it. I'm walking through it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you just now, God, to anoint us, God, that we would be able, God, to share what you have shared with us, to share with your people, to share on this prayer line, God, with those that are listening and with the Petersville family, God. We just ask you, God, to just begin now, God, to pour down your rhema word, God, to let it be a word for such a time as this. Let it be, God, what you would have it to be, that your name would be glorified. God, we just thank you right now, God, for what your word is about to do in somebody's life tonight, God. We thank you, God, for what your word is about to do, not only in somebody's life, but in somebody's household, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that your word begin to move tonight in such a way, God, that it would call a shift in the atmosphere. God, we will be careful to give your name all the honor, the glory, and the praise. It is in your Son Jesus' name that we do pray. And all the believers said, amen. I'm walking through it. And before I get too far, I last night jumped on for a few moments to listen to Pastor, Senior Pastor, and To be honest, I had to get off because he said something, and it gave me confirmation. But I had to get off because it messed me up. And he said, you got to walk in it. And I begin to say, God, I thank you, because when Lady B called and asked me to be a part of this prayer line, I begin then to seek God for what to share on tonight. And God began to share with me that he said, in this season, though it may look uncomfortable, in this season, though it may look like things are falling apart, he said, I need my people to continue to walk in my will. He said, I need you to walk in my will. And I began to say, God, I said, God, I thank you. So I said, God, so what is the word or the scripture that you would have us to share on tonight? And when he took me to Psalms 23, it kind of messed me up, because I said, God, if we're walking in your will, why in Psalms 23? He said, go there and I'll show it to you. So right there in Psalm 23, it began to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So he says to me, he said, if you're walking through it and you're walking in my will, he said, and if I'm your shepherd, you shall not want for anything. I don't know tonight, but somebody need to know and to hear that God says, because he's your shepherd, you should not want for anything. I said, God, I got that. He said, keep on going. He said, David says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That good God Almighty, everything around you is about to be blessed and in prosperity. He said, everything around you, he said, I'm about to make it bloom in such a way. I'm about to make it pour from heaven in such a way that everywhere you look, you're going to see how the goodness and the glory of God. I said, God, I got that. He said, but go on a little bit further. He said, and David says, he leadeth me beside the still waters. But I got to back up. He says, I said, God, if we're walking through it and we're walking in your will, there's some things in this 23rd Psalm, God, that just making me feel a little uncomfortable. He says, keep on reading, son, and you're going to see it in a few moments. He says, you have to walk through it, walk in it. I said, God, I'm hearing you. He said, some people need to understand that when you're walking in the will of God, you're going to have to walk through some stuff that don't feel comfortable. And so many times we make people believe and to think that when you're on the journey for the Lord, that everything's going to be smooth sailing. But God help me to understand that sometimes when you're walking in his will, you got to walk through some stuff. I believe that it may not be for everybody tonight, but I believe it's for somebody tonight. Somebody need to know that when you're walking in the will of God, you're going to walk through some stuff that don't look good. You're going to walk through some stuff that will make you uncomfortable. But whatever you do, you got to keep your eyes on God. Tell somebody, if you're in the house with somebody, tell them, keep your eyes on God. He says you have to walk through it as you walk in it. As we are walking through, we must remember who's leading us. And that's the thing right there. David said in verse number 2 and verse number 3, he says, he leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. You got to remember who's leading you. You need to ask somebody tomorrow. You need to ask them the question, do you know who's leading you? And I come by to let somebody know that you need to recheck. You need to make sure that the right one is leading you. Because I've come to understand that when God is leading you, he won't lead you where he can't keep you. That scripture right there. He won't lead you where he can't keep you. You need to tell somebody, if God is leading you, he can keep you. So when you're going through it, good God Almighty, you need to understand that he's leading you. David goes on, and I'm almost finished. David goes on and he says in verse 4, and this is where I got stuck. In verse 4 it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I said, David, I got a problem here, because if I'm walking in the will of God and I'm walking through it, he said, that's it right there, Kevin. You got to keep walking through it. And I don't know who that's for tonight, but when you're walking in the will of God, some things are going to come up against you, but you got to keep on walking. Tell somebody, keep on walking. Whatever you do, keep on walking. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. David says, you got to keep on walking. Somebody needs to shout, walk through it. Tell somebody, I'm walking through it. I know it don't look good, but keep on walking, baby. I know they say you won't make it, but keep on walking. Keep your eyes towards the hill from which cometh your help, and knowing that all your help comes from the Lord. Here it is, it says, David said, yea, though I walk through the valley Good God Almighty, I don't know for somebody tonight, but you might be in a valley situation. You might feel like you're in a valley situation. You may feel like you're in a place all by yourself. But I'm here to let you know that the Bible says that Jesus is the lily of the valley. So I'm here to let you know that you are not walking through it by yourself. Though it seems like you may be in a down place, I'm here to let you know, keep on walking, because I've come to understand that valleys lead to mountains. Can I preach in here? That valleys lead to mountains. You got to keep on walking, because you won't be in the valley always. Valleys will lead you to a mountaintop. And I believe somebody's listening tonight that need to know that you are, God is going to lead you to a mountaintop. And you will be able to look back down to the valley, say, God, I thank you for my valley, because it's my valley that taught me how to appreciate my mountains. Oh, somebody shout, it's my valley that taught me how to appreciate my mountains. David goes on and he says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, good God Almighty, here it is. We're walking in the will of God, but even in the will of God, sometimes we got to walk through some places that, again, don't feel good. Sometimes we got to walk through cancer. Sometimes we got to walk through diabetes. Sometimes we got to walk through heart attacks. But look at what David said. David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. In other words, David says, Kevin, what you need to understand and what they need to understand is it's just a shadow. Good God Almighty, it's not the real thing. Good God Almighty, if it's just a shadow, good God Almighty, it's not the real thing. Somebody need to understand that it came near you, but it couldn't overtake you. It came near you, but it couldn't take you out, because you're walking through it. You got to keep on walking, and people are going to look at you and know your situation. But baby, hold your head up and keep on walking. Whatever you do, don't stop walking, because I've come to understand if you keep on walking, God going to lead you somewhere. Good God Almighty, that he's been trying to get you to for a long time. You need to tell somebody on tomorrow, whatever you do, don't stop walking. And sometimes, leading lady, sometimes, Lady B, sometimes it feel like we're all by ourselves. Sometimes we're going, feel like we're going through it all by ourselves. But can I let you know something tonight? That though family members may not walk with you, friends may forget about you, co-workers will lie on you, I'm here to let you know that you're not in it by yourself. You need to tell somebody you're not in it by yourself. Whatever you do, good God Almighty, you must remember that you're not in it by yourself. What are you talking about, Pastor? Well, glad you asked. The Bible said, David said in verse number 1, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me. There it is right there. And he says again in verse number 3, he restored my soul. He leadeth me. If God is leading you, good God Almighty, that means you're not there by yourself. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That lets us know that we're not there by ourselves. You need to walk through it. Somebody shout, walk through it. Don't get stuck. Don't stand still. Don't get stuck where you are. Keep on walking. If you got to drag, you keep on walking. If you got to feel a little pain, keep on walking. Whatever you do, don't stop walking, because I'm here to let you know when you get on the other side, you'll be able to look back and say, I see you where the Lord has brought me from. He's brought me from a mighty long ways, and I believe somebody can attest to that tonight, that the Lord has brought you from a mighty long ways, because you kept on walking. Folks lied on you, but you kept on walking. Folks said you won't no good, but you kept on walking. Folks tried to put family, but you kept on walking. They try to get rid of you on the job, but you kept on walking. You've been in a valley, baby. You've been in the shadow of death, but guess what? Look where you are right now. God has brought you from a mighty long way, and I don't know about nobody else, but I got so much to thank God for bringing me through my valleys, bringing me through my shadow of death, and brought me through. And here it is right here. So many times, leading Lady Bolden, so many times, watch this, so many times we want God to bring us out because we don't want to go through. Oh, can I say that one more time? So many times we want God to pull us out because we don't want to go through. But I'm here to let you know that sometimes, not all the time, sometimes you got to allow God to take you through it, because it not only is it going to help you, but it's going to help somebody else along the way. It's going to help somebody else that God's going to put in place in front of you, that you're going to have to let them know. If God brought me through, the old saints used to say it like this, it's no secret what God can do. If he done it for others, he can do it for you too. God can bring you through it, and I I'm here to let you know, Petersville, that God can bring you through it, regardless of what it looked like. Good God Almighty, COVID all around us, death all around us, disaster all around us. People are killing each other for no reason at all. It's all around us. Death is all around us. But I'm here to let you know that God can bring you through it. And when he brings you through it, good God Almighty, we should be able to live in that land where every day will be like Sunday and Sabbath will have no end. Tell somebody I'm walking through it because I'm on my way to where God has planned for me to be. Somebody shout, I'm going to walk through it. Here it is, David says, I will fear no evil. Here it is, he says again, he said, for thou art with me. He's talking to God. He said, God, I'm not going to be afraid, good God Almighty, because I know you are right here with me. Tell somebody I'm not going through this by myself. Tell somebody I'm not alone in this by myself. God is right there with you. I'm here to let you know on this prayer line that God is right there with you. He said, David said, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. That's good news tonight, to know that God is with us, that God is with us through COVID, that God is with us through whatever we may be dealing with. God is with us. And if God be for us, he's more than the whole world against us. If God is with us, guess what? You're not in it by yourself. And sometimes when he's walking with you, good God Almighty, he will let you know, because I'm walking with you, people don't see you, they see me. Good God Almighty, and because they see me, they can't touch you. Good God Almighty. Because I'm walking with you, I can cover you. He said, I'm just like a chick. I put you just like a chick under her mother hen's wings. He said, I cover you so they can't see you. I cover you so they can't touch you. Oh, good God Almighty, somebody shout tonight, I'm walking through it. Good God Almighty, I may not be walking very fast, but guess what? I'm going to keep on walking because I know on the other side of the mountain, on the other side of the river, there's a blessing on the other side. Somebody shout, I got to keep on walking. Here it is. And I'm almost finished. Here it is. He said, I will fear no evil. Watch this. For thou art with me. Tell somebody, good God Almighty, people may not be with you. They'll tell you whatever you need, just let me know. And the moment you call them, they won't even answer the phone. But I'm here to let you know that there is one. The old saint said that you can call him up, good God Almighty, and he will answer. There is one that will not leave you nor forsake you. God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You got to keep on walking and walk right on through it. I'm here to let you know that be right there by your side. Here it is. It says, David goes on and he says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And leading Minister Bolin, I had to pause right there because, good God Almighty, he says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I said, wait a minute, why a rod and a staff? And he began to show me, he says, he got to have a rod, good God Almighty, to help us stay in line. He has to have a staff to keep on guiding us. He said, I got to use a rod to get your attention sometimes because you want to give up while you're walking through. He said, but I use a staff to get you back in line so you can keep on going to where I want you to go. He said, that's why, good God Almighty, David said, that's why he got to use a rod and a staff. But I like what David said, that when he corrects me, I don't get upset. David said, both of them feel comfortable because it lets me know how much he loved me. Whatever you are going through right now, I'm here to let you keep on walking through it. And when you keep on walking through it and walk with God, God will prepare a table in the presence of your enemies. Good God Almighty, he will anoint your head with oil and cause your cup to run over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will be able to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Whatever you do, don't stop walking through it as you're walking in the will of God. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, thank you, Lord God, for being our guide. Thank you, God, for being our protection. Thank you, God, for as we're walking through whatever we're going through, God, we thank you, God, for being right there by our side, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, that, God, sometime when people are walking with us and they will hold our hand, but, God, after get a certain distance and things begin to get a little rough, they will let our hand go and let us have to go through by ourselves. But, God, I thank you tonight that you let us know that we are not by ourselves, that you hold our hand, and sometimes you don't just hold our hand, but you hold us in your hands. God, we just thank you tonight, and we just ask you, God, that anyone that's listening tonight, God, that even one, anyone that we come in contact with on tomorrow or the rest of the week, God, that may be going through, God, that we will be able to encourage them with this word to let them know that you're right there by their side, that you're leading them, that you're guiding them. And, God, we just thank you tonight, God. We ask you, God, that you would touch senior pastor and Pastor Bolden, God, and their church family, God, and just continue to keep them in the hollow of your hand, God. That, God, that when the enemy try to discourage, God, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus to remind them, God, that you're walking with them as they're walking through in the will and your will. God, we thank you, God, that it's not our will, but let your will be done. God, we thank you, God, that as somebody tonight, God, who may be going through, who may be walking through, God, that may be walking through sickness, God, we ask you, God, to help them to walk through and walk to their healing, God. Walk to the healing that you have for them, God, that they won't give up, God, that they won't throw in the towel, God, but that they will, God, be able to look back one day, God, and see where you have brought them from. God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that, God, that those that are listening, God, that you begin now, God, to cause a thing to happen, God, in their home, to happen in their life, that, God, that somebody is strong in their mind tonight, God. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus, and we ask you, God, to continue to guide them through, God, through their valley, God, through their valley moments, God, that they will be able to see that, God, that you are a God that will take them through the valley and lead them to the mountain. God, we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you begin, God, just now, God, to just move in a mighty way, God. We ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, that as some are going through valleys, God, with their children, some are going through valleys with loved ones and friends, God, we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, to give us an encouraging word to say unto them and to speak into their life, God, that they will continue to walk through, God, and continue to hold your hand, that you will bring us all out on the other side. Because we believe, God, that you will bring us through, that you're going to allow us to walk through it, God, that one day we will be ready, God, that we won't have to walk through it no more, God, but we will be able to fly to it, God, that we will be able to meet Jesus in the air, and we will go back to the land, God, where every day will be like Sunday, where there's a tree there that have leaves good enough for the healing of a nation. God, break off one tonight, God, and let an angel bring it down and place it on somebody tonight, God, who needs a healing touch on tonight, God. God, we know that you're able, and God, we thank you, and we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise, God. We ask you, God, to break every chain tonight, God, that is trying to hold somebody in a place, God. Hold them in a valley, God. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus, that you will lead them through the valley, God, that you will lead them out of that place, God, where they feel like nobody loves them, God, where you will lead them out of that place where they feel depressed, God, and begin to be rejoiceful again, God, that you will restore joy and peace back unto them, God. God, we thank you and we believe these things are done in Jesus' mighty and precious name. Continue to bless this prayer line, God, that it will be all that you would have it to be, that it would continue to be able to pour into people's lives, God, that you would cause a change in their life, God, that not only in their life, but in everybody they're connected to. God, glory, we give you praise in advance for what you're about to do. In Jesus' mighty and precious name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. But praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, people on this line, let's give God a praise. Come on. I know there's a praise there. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. My God, I thank you, Lord. God, I praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Thank you for the encouraging word. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I thank you. I thank you, Pastor Kevin, for allowing the Lord to speak through you on tonight. I was in expectation, just like David. David said, my expectation comes from the Lord. So I expected to receive a powerful word tonight, and not only me, we all receive that mighty, mighty word. I'm walking through it. I don't know about anybody else. I'm not going to stop walking. I'm walking through it. And Lord knows we're going through different things. But he already told us that we're not by ourselves. We already know who is leading us, who is guiding us, who's ordering our steps. I'll tell you what, I'm stirred up tonight, and I thank you for coming on this prayer line and ministering such a powerful, powerful word. I don't think I've ever heard the 23rd song, the first four verses, explained like that. It was just so awesome. And God, to God be the glory. To God be the honor. To him be the praise. I tell you, it was powerful. In fact, Pastor Kevin, I couldn't even write fast enough. I mean, I know I can listen to this again, but I wanted them points. And I was running those points down and know who's leading you and keep on walking through it. And whatever you do, don't you stop in that valley, because that valley experience is going to lead to the mountaintop. I ain't trying to preach this again. But it was so blessed. I'm telling you what, I am so, you can see, I'm excited, and I'm sure the people on this prayer line, I know they're excited. I know that even they feel like, hey, I can make it now. All I need to do, I just need that little push. I just needed that little dynamite and that little fire spark and let you know, don't you stop walking. Don't look back. Just keep on going. I love it. I love it. I tell you what. Thank you so very much for just ministering powerful. And what I like about you and your wife, both of you seek God for wisdom. You seek him for direction. You seek him for a word. Hallelujah. Amen. And I thank you so much how you ministered to us tonight. It was truly, truly a blessing, and we just pray that God will continue to bless you, bless your church family, bless your home, and everything that you put your hands to get to, that it will just be blessed. And I just praise God. Amen. And I just thank the Lord that we are encouraged tonight. We're encouraged to go a little further. Amen. God is a good God. He knows just what we need, and I know we receive. I receive tonight. I receive that word of encouragement, and it's just wonderful. And we love God, and we praise the Lord. Again, thank you, Pastor Kevin, for being on this line. I don't know if you all know, but Pastor Kevin is Pastor Bolden's cousin. And I tell you what, they in line to minister that word of God, that God is using them in this day and time, for such a time as this, that we need people that take a stand and stand firm on God's word and not ashamed of his word, but will tell his word just like it is. So we just praise the Lord, not only for you, Kevin Bolden, but we praise God for every single one of you that has called into this prayer line tonight. And we believe the prayer that we touched and we agreed in that prayer tonight and that word. And God's word don't go out and come back void, but it will accomplish that which is set out to do. So with that said, I just want to thank you all again, everybody who's dialed in, and I just pray God's continued blessings upon you. And until next week, as we always say, continue to look to the hills from which cometh your help. All of your help comes from the Lord. So continue to be blessed. Bless somebody else. Speak a word of encouragement to somebody else's life. You pray for me, and I pray for you, and we're going to watch God change things. So God bless you. Have a blessed night. Amen. Good night.
Good night. Oh, my God.